It's time to take a look at the week of greyhound racing. We're talking greyhounds. Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales joins me. Stuart, good afternoon.
Hello, Simon. How are you going today?
Not too bad, Stu. Now, this is your last week with Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
Yes, it is. I'm leaving for Pastures New, but I'm happy to report, mate, that we've got an action-packed podcast for me to finish off with today. There's loads going on in greyhound racing across the country at the moment, and I'm determined as well that I'm going to pick out a few winners for people listening to end on a high note as well.
Okay, well, we'll have you for the last Chasing Rewind Sunday morning and your final Going Greyhounds next Monday. Stu, from all of us here at Sky Sports Radio, all the very best of luck for the future, mate, and thanks very much for your help over the last few years.
No dramas at all, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure, I can assure you.
Righto, Stu, well, let's get stuck into this week. Heats of the New South Wales Sprint and Distance Championships are on at Wenty.
They certainly are. These taking place on Saturday night. Three sprint heats over the 520 metres and two distance heats over the 720 metres. And, gee, there's a cracking lineup for both of these. Now, the headliner in the sprint heats has got to be Ando's Mac, who is based in Victoria with Anthony Azzopardi, but he's actually eligible for New South Wales as he was formerly based up here, and he's only been in Victoria for a relatively short time. Now, Ando's Mac has boxed by in the first heat on Saturday. He'll have to overcome the likes of Knight Sprite and Lagoon Jazzy, this year's Golden Easter Egg runner-up, but he looks the one to beat in that heat. Mr. Twister, the recent Group 1 Peter Mosman Classic winner, who's returned to, fantastic form recently. He's got box 6 in the third heat. He looks pretty tough to beat. I'll throw in a couple of others to watch as well, Simon. Winsome Mission and Nangar Rock, another Victorian who's eligible for New South Wales. Those two in the second of the sprint heat on Saturday night. I think they could go close as well. But that looks an absolutely cracking series. And there's two heats, as I mentioned, of the New South Wales Distance Championship on Saturday. Probably the one to watch in this one is Stars Alight, who's got box 4 in one of those heats. Stars Alight has been a really consistent stayer over the last 18 months, and I think is probably the pick in the New South Wales Distance Championship.
Okay, so that's a good night at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. Thursday night, Stewie, we've got the Victorian Sprint Heats at Sandown Park.
We do, and what an event this looks. Two heats of the Sprint Championship there, and look, there's a terrific lineup for this. We've got the likes of Strike Alight, Aston Bolero, and Lucky Chap as well, who was narrowly beaten in the Shepparton Cup last week. Mapunga Blazer, who won last Saturday night's Group 1 Maturity Classic. Probably the one to watch in this one. His trainer, Jeff Britton, has said Mapunga Blazer has pulled up pretty well from his recent exertions and obviously racing in great form at the moment. There's a standalone shootout race for the distance final on Saturday night at the Meadows, and this features arguably Australia's two best greyhounds at the moment, Burn One Down and Fanta Bale, who go head-to-head here. What a race this promises to be. I'm probably just leaning towards Burn One Down in that one, in great form at the moment, but gee, what a mouth-watering race that's going to be. And remember, the winners of the state heats from across the country qualify for the Group 1 National Championships this year. They're at Albion Park, and they take place on Friday, August the 25th. What a night of racing that promises to be, Simon.
That will be a fantastic match race, those two, Burn One Down and Fanta Bale. I love a good old-fashioned shootout.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. I mean, they're both proven, of course, over the staying distance. As I said, I'm probably just leaning towards Burn One Down. He was absolutely fantastic down at Sandown Park for the Fireball final last Saturday night. So he's in terrific form at the moment. Fanta Bale has had a bit of a break and I think did win their last encounter when they went head-to-head. You'd never put anything past her. She's such a wonderful talent, but gee, I think Burn One Down just edges that one for me. But what a great race that's going to be at the Meadows on Saturday night.
Racing is in full swing at the top end of the country, and in the world of greyhounds, this Sunday we've got the Group 3 Darwin Cup on.
We certainly do, and this one looks like it's going to be a great race as well. It looks an open affair, this final. The Victorian Invictus Rapid looking good for this. Was a super winner in the heats. This greyhound, been prepared for this series, has reached multiple group finals before and placed in a couple of them, so obviously a high-quality greyhound. But Simon, our pick from Chasing and Pacing Rewind off and on made it through, and I think this greyhound's a decent chance. Off and on, qualified as a fastest runner-up in the heats last week, but put in a good run there, a decent effort behind heat winner Iona Flyer, off and on, got box three in the final. She's got a good record from that draw. I think two wins and a placing from three previous starts. I think she'll be a lot stronger for that run in the heat. So I'm going to stick with Off and On, our pick for the Darwin Cup on a Sunday night. Remember, $25,000 to the winner in this one.
Tab.com.au yet to release the market for the Darwin Cup. What odds do you reckon she'll go up?
Look, I think Off and On, you'll probably be able to get this greyhound around $7. Mm. As I said, Invictus Rapid will probably be a short price favourite. But Off and On has run some great times at the Northern New South Wales tracks. Has come here in good form. But in, as I said, a good run in the heat. I think we'll be stronger for that. Has had a couple of looks now at the track as well, so should be well adjusted to racing up there at the top end. And you know what? I just like this greyhound, Simon. I think Off and On's going to win that one.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on Off and On in the Darwin Cup on Sunday. And looking ahead to next week's Chewy, the Goulburn Zoom Top Maiden Series is on.
It is. We've got two great series coming up in New South Wales. The Zoom Top Maiden Final at Goulburn on the Tuesday. Now, we have the heats of this week. Some really eye-catching pups taking part in this one. There were eight heats of this one on Tuesday afternoon. The fastest heat winner there was actually one of the locals, Nino De Oro, who put in an absolutely great run. This greyhound, a daughter of Fernando Bale, no less. And look, she had a commanding 7 3/4 length victory in a good time as well. Really impressive win. Another one of the locals, Simon, Famous Prince, trained by Goulburn's very own Denise Warren, was an impressive winner in this. We're still waiting for the box draw for this one. That'll be available at thedogs.com.au on Friday, but certainly one to watch. Just another series as well in New South Wales to keep an eye on, Simon. On Friday, we got the Phil Davis Memorial Heats at Richmond. This is a quality series for a more experienced greyhound. Seven heats of this one. I'll give you two to watch in this series, mate. Kingsbury Chico, who's got box four in the third heat. Kingsbury Chico has now won 9 of his first 11 starts. What a promising greyhound he looks. And also a Big Black, who won the recent Richmond Riches short course event there for Donna Campbell. Big Black has got box one in the sixth heat. That greyhound, one to watch here.
Good stuff. Stewie, anything else on the news front for us?
Well, just as I said, it's going to be a fantastic week of greyhound racing. And of course, we've got those distance and sprint championships taking place across the country. So keep an eye on thedogs.com.au for all your field, form and expert picks for those races. And of course, for all your markets, it's tab.com.au.
Stuart Turner, thanks very much for your help and good luck with the future, mate.
Cheers, mate. You take care.